Well, I don't know. I just don't know. I haven't got the name for that, you know. Deef. That'd be some of it, wouldn't it? Just be a deef person.
And let's see. If a man came out of the field and his shirt was all wet, he'd say, boy, did he
sweat.
Yeah. I think that's good for him, won't you?
Yeah, I've come out of many times, you know. You know, lots of times you think, now, you could put on a thin shirt like that and you could stand a lot better than you can with that, but you can take one of these heavy jumpers, you know. When you start to feel it's dampening the inside a little, get damp until you get sweating, and that'll keep the sun off of you, and still you can sweat all the time and you'll stay cooler in that jumper than you would without just a thin shirt. And you know, oh boy, when I get these, I thought I was getting something, and when was it going to be when them things fall?
Yeah, I'm sweating, it drips all over. It runs and trickles.
Sure.
Did you ever have any trouble with those sores that'll come in places and have cores in them? Those are miserable, aren't they?
I had one right there, a week before last, and that thing had three knots that come in it, you know. I pulled three of them out of it. It's a great big old wad like that. And I don't know, I never had one before like that. Had the core in there, and he just kind of dried it around that way, and I pulled that out, and there or two made another.
Was that a boil?
Yeah, it was a boil. It was about a pretty good size boil.
Do you have any of that fluid in it?
Yeah. And what I pulled out was just a hard water fluid, you know, that was dry, done and dry.
Can they call that fluid anything, or maybe you get that around an infected sore of some sort?
I wouldn't know what to
call. Pus or?
Pus, yeah, that's what it would be, just be a pus.
And what would you call a place, if a fellow got shot, what would you call a place where the bullet went in? What would you say that was? Not a cut.
I can't get the word to that now. I heard it last time. Would it be a bullet hole?
Yeah. But I was thinking maybe there was another term for it too. So that's a nasty...
Nasty wound.
Yeah.
That's about what the doctor would say. He'd come in with a fat shot face. He'd say, that's a nasty wound. That's about what he'd say.
You ever get shot?
Hmm?
You ever get shot?
Never did.
Boy, it bothers me to hear about these boys who go hunting and shoot themselves. Oh, did you ever have any trouble with your horses when they brush up against the wire and get a cut? It wouldn't heal.
Yeah, we had wires and then get a cut on it. So it's hard to heal. The barbed wire cut's hard to heal.
Did you use alum on that?
The best thing I ever used on there was what I'd use a slack lime, you know, you buy it in sacks. That's the best thing for a horse cut I ever seen.
What would that do?
Well, it's dry and just dries it up. And you know, a lot of salve you'd put on there to make it wet and juicy. But that lime, just throw it in there, you know, and that cut it just dry. It heals from the inside, then.
Just try to cauterize it, Well, did you put that in when that flesh was sort of raw and pink in there?
And make it, put enough in there that it wouldn't be juicy, you know. Just pat it down and leave it alone the next day or two if it breaks.